This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 9th. God's word for you today is Priority Heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, and it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." We will continue with our final thought from yesterday, which is that you do not need anyone to say sorry to you first before you forgive them. Just forgive and move on, because some people, for example, some African parents will never say sorry. But why should I forgive them when that can be a license for them to continue to behave badly? That is on them. But the onus of forgiveness is on you. I saw a prayer by Perry Noble on social media, and it reads, "I pray you heal from things no one ever apologized for. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that you heal from things that no one ever apologized for. I pray healing upon your heart in Jesus' name. The list of heart attacks goes on, and God will protect your heart from every heart attack in the name of Jesus. God will strengthen, garrison, and shield your heart from every form of attack in the name of Jesus. And it is because what is in your heart determines what is in your life. If you want to change what you can't see in your life, you need to change the seeds you are sowing in your heart. And you need to watch what you are allowing to bloom in your heart. James chapter 3, verse 11 to 12 says, "Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. A bitter heart cannot produce fresh water. If your heart is bitter, you cannot produce fresh water. That is why your heart has to be free of bitterness. If your heart is cleansed and you have allowed God to heal you, then fresh water can spring from your heart." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Guard your eyes, head, legs, body, house, relationships, and money. But above all these, guard your heart, because it determines the course of your life. It determines how secure your life will be. Your heart is the priority of your life. So make your heart the priority of your life, and your life will be at peace. When you notice that the buttons on your shirt are out of order, what do? You stop, unbutton the shirt, start from the first button, and go on from there. What I am saying is, if you start from your heart, your health will fall into place. The Bible says a cheerful heart brings healing to the body. Your relationships will fall into place. Your business will fall into place. Your finances will fall into place. And your walk with God will fall into place. Everything will fall into place because your heart determines the course of your life. I pray for you today that every heart attack on you will come to absolute nothing in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I have victory over heart attacks and grace to guard my heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.